John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome my colleague and friend, Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We turn immediately to the pressing story of the Palestinian elections. Will they, do they, can they exist? And we welcome our guide, Yoni Ben Menachem, a journalist, a veteran journalist of Arab Affairs in Israel for Israel Radio and Television. He's a senior Middle East analyst for the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs. Yoni, right to it. The elections are scheduled first, the parliamentary in May, and then the presidential in July. What is the opinion now? Will the Palestinians go forward with the elections, given the unknowns? Good evening, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. All estimations are that Mahmoud Abbas, after he will convene tomorrow the Palestinian leadership, who is going to deliver a speech announcing the postponement of the elections. We don't know yet whether we'll set a new date, but he will cancel the parliamentary elections on May and the presidential elections on July.
What will be the consequences, do you believe, of the postponement, both for the West Bank and Gaza, and will this enhance the confrontation between Hamas and Fatah that we've seen in recent days and, of course, over a longer period?
Behind the scenes, there are negotiations between Fatah and Hamas. Fatah is trying to convince Hamas to accept this decision and go for a technocrat unity government until the new elections. Hamas is opposing so far this proposal. The consequences are, you know, first we'll start with the security aspect. The Israeli police is already beefing up forces in East Jerusalem and on the Temple Mount for the Friday prayer. And there is a possibility that there will be riots in East Jerusalem, in the West Bank, and also a launching of rockets from Gaza Strip towards Israel, and the Palestinian demonstrations on the fence, the border fence of Gaza with Israel.
Yoni, Malcolm has guided me to understand that the recent turmoil, the rockets out of Gaza, were the product of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is a wholly owned a unit for Iran. Is that accurate, and does that in any way inhibit the Palestinian elections, that Iran has a hand in this and looks to disrupt everything?
First of all, he's right. You know, Islamic Jihad is pro-Iran, but also Hamas is pro-Iran. And no organization in Gaza Strip can even launch one rocket without the approval of Hamas. So Hamas is the biggest organization in Gaza. He is the sovereignty over Gaza, and nobody can do anything without its approval. And yes, Iran is behind everything that is going on in Gaza, but also Hamas is trying to gain more popularity by launching rockets towards Israel and the Palestinian street, especially in East Jerusalem, because of what happened, is more supportive today of Hamas than of the PA.
I think the clarification that you're just offering for people who have seen pictures of some of the rioting in Jerusalem, supposedly over the closure of the Damascus Gate during this period of Ramadan, when we usually see an increase in violence. But it's in fact tied to the elections and to people trying to stake the ground, whether it's Hamas or people on the ground, on the different individuals against Abbas and the PA or for it. So how do you see this playing out now with the postponement? Will we see an increase in fragmentation and internal struggles in the Fatah leadership? Will we see an attempt for greater unity led by somebody new?
No, there's no unity among the Palestinian factions. Hamas and Fatah are like two parallel lines. They can never meet. And if they meet, they separate immediately. So I don't think there's any danger of unity. What is happening, I think one of the immediate consequences of the postponement of the elections will be that the PA will be very weakened because Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, he will be looked as somebody who gave in to Israeli pressures and postponed the elections. That means that he surrendered to Israeli pressures. And I think Hamas will get stronger because they have been, they've showed that they don't, they're not afraid of Israel. They launched rockets towards Israel. But also, as you mentioned, the split in Fatah will increase, and those who are the opponents of Mahmoud Abbas inside Fatah, I'm talking about Marwan Barghouti, Nasser El-Kidwa, and Muhammad Dahlan, these are the most prominent figures that came out against Mahmoud Abbas. They will get stronger, and they will criticize Mahmoud Abbas that he actually gave in to Israel and withdrew from his intentions of election.
Yoni, Iran has an accounts receivable problem, meaning that they've reached the bottom of their treasure chest. Is that affecting the activities in Gaza? The lack of the uncertain future of the subsidies that are paid?
Yes, there is an effect, but you have to understand that Hamas and Islamic Jihad also, but mostly Hamas, they are dancing with the Iranians, and also at the same time they are dancing with the Muslim Brotherhood. And they get a lot of donations from the Muslim, the world, the Muslim Brotherhood movement all over the world. So they don't have such big financial problems right now because they enjoy both sides. And Iran, with all its problems, financial problems, they keep supporting, especially the military wing of Hamas.
Why is the IDF response to the 38 rockets on Friday night and additional ones Sunday? Why has the response been so muted, or at least appears to be?
This is a political decision. This is not the decision of the army, the IDF. The IDF actually had proposed a plan how to respond, a very aggressive plan, which was submitted to Netanyahu, and Netanyahu rejected it. So I think the key word is that Israel wanted to contain the situation until they will hear the final decision of Mahmoud Abbas, which is expected tomorrow about the postponement of the election. So I think that the political echelon and Netanyahu, they wanted to wait until tomorrow and see what is the final decision. And after it will be clear what is the final decision of Mahmoud Abbas, then they will recalculate the Israeli response for any missile which that will be launched from Gaza towards Israel.
Yoni Ben Menachem is a veteran Arab affairs and diplomatic commentator for Israeli radio and television. He's a senior Middle East analyst for the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor, CBS Audio Network.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.